Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 3, text 38.
Sa-veda
dhatuhu padavim parasya uranta viryasya
ratanga
manehe yo maya santataya anuvritya pajeta Tada Saroja Kantam Saveda Tatu Paravim Parasya
Saveda Tatu Paravim Parasya
Duranta Viryasya Ratangapane
Duranta Viryasya Ratangapane
Yo Mayaya Santataya Nuvritya
Yo Mayaya Santataya Nuvritya
Tatapada Saroja Gantam
Tatapada Saroja Gantam
Saveda Tatu Paravim Parasya
Saveda Tatu Paravim Parasya
Duranta Viryasya Ratangapane
Duranta Viryasya Ratangapane
O Mayaya Santataya Nuvritya
O Mayaya Santataya Nuvritya
Tatpada Saroja Gandham.
Padeta Tatpada Saroja Gandham.
Saveda Dato Padavim Parasya.
Saveda Dato Padavim Parasya.
Duranda Virasya Ratanga Bani.
Duranda Virasya Ratanga Bani.
Santanayanuvritya
Yomayaya Santanayanuvritya
Vajeta Tatpada Saroja Gantam
Vajeta Tatpada Saroja Gantam
Saveda Dhatuh Padavim Parasya
Saveda Dhatuh Padavim Parasya
Duranta Virasya Ratanga Pani
Duranta Virasya Ratanga Pani
Yomayaya Santanayanuvritya
Yomayaya Santanayanuvritya
Sarojagandham
Majeta Tatpada Sarojagandham
Saveda Dhatu Padavim Parasya
Saveda Dhatu Padavim Parasya
Duranta Viryasya Ratanga Pane
Duranta Viryasya Ratanga Pane
Yomayaya Santataya Nuvritya
Yomayaya Santataya Nuvritya
Majeta Tatpada Sarojagandham
Majeta Tatpada Sarojagandham
Saveda
Dhatu Padavim Parasya
Duranta Virasya Ratanga Pane
Duranta Virasya Ratanga Pane
Yomayaya Santataya Nuvritya
Yomayaya Santataya Nuvritya
Vajeta Tatpada Saroja Gandham
Vajeta Tatpada Saroja Gandham
Saveda Dhatu Padavim Parasya
Saveda Dhatu Padavim Parasya
Duranta Viryasya Ratanga Pane
Duranta Viryasya Ratanga Pane
Yomayaya Santataya Nuvritya
Yomayaya Santataya Nuvritya
Vajeta Tatpada Saroja Gandham
Vajeta
वरस्य
सवेदापूर्वमहिमरस्य
दुरन्तवीरस्य रताङ्गपाणिः
दुरन्तवीरस्य रताङ्गपाणिः
यो मायया
सन्ततयानुवृत्त्या
भजेत तत्पाद सरोजगन्धम् सवेददातु पदवीं परस्य
favorable service under the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, who carries the wheel of the chariot in his hand, can know the creator of the universe in his full glory, power, and transcendence. Someone like to read?
Only the pure devotees can know the transcendental name, form and activities of the Lord Krishna due to their being completely freed from the reactions of fruity work and mental speculation. The pure devotees have nothing to derive as personal profit from their unalloyed service to the Lord. They render incessant service to the Lord spontaneously without any reservation. Everyone within the creation of the Lord is rendering service to the Lord indirectly or directly. No one is an exception to this law of the Lord. Those who are rendering service indirectly, being forced by the illusory agent of the Lord, are rendering service unto him unfavorably. But those who are rendering service unto him directly under the direction of his beloved agent are rendering service unto him favorably. Such favorable servitors are devotees of the Lord, and by the grace of the Lord, they can enter into the mysterious region of transcendence by the mercy of the Lord. But the mental speculators remain in darkness all the time. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord Himself guides the pure devotees towards the path of realization due to their constant engagement in the loving service of the Lord in spontaneous affection. That is the secret of entering into the kingdom of God. Fruitive activities and speculations are no qualification for entering.
Okay. Pocket cameras in the pocket, please. Om Gyanatimilandhasya Gyananjanasvalakaya Shakrun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah. Shri Chaitanya Mahavishnam Sthapitam Dena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Tathati Sampradantikam Parvedeham Shri Guru Shri Tathatakamayam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sarvashatam Sahagana Jagannathanvitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadvatutam Kulikanyasaitam Krishna Saitam Nadevam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Stam He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Vrjapate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namoste Tapta Kanta Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Krishna Panusite Devi Pranamami Hare Priyai Vamsha Kulta Tadubhyascha Kripa-sindhu-vyayavacha Adhita-nam Pada-nebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo-namama Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu-nitananda Shri Advaita-tatara Shri Vasa-sindhu-vyayavacha Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare 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 Rama
Looks like our space is a little short. We can put the mridanga here.
You can move forward.
Looks like there's a gap over here.
Yeah, so move back. I will fill the gap now.
Maybe the ladies are a little squashed, the men can move on. Saveda Tatu Padavim Parasya Yurantavir Yasya Ritanda Pani Yo Maya Santataya Vitya Padeta Tat Padasaroga Gantam. The some of the avatars of the Lord have been described, not all, because they're as numerous as the waves in the ocean. And now some summary discussion is taking place. Vedaham smititani vartamana vicharjana pavishyani chabhutani mantuvedana kashmina. The Lord knows everything, past, present, and future, but hardly anyone knows Him. So, who can know Krishna? That's described here. First, Krishna Himself is described. The Tandapani, who carries the wheel of a chariot in his hand, the reference is to the challenge by Bhishma Dev. Bhishma Dev had been taunted by Arjuna, by Duryodhana, that you're favoring Arjuna and Pandavas because they're your pets and you're not actually fighting. So who's mobile or something is phone plunking. So Bhishma Dev said that yesterday either Arjuna dies or Krishna will have to break his vow to in order to save him. And Krishna did that. Although he hadn't brought any weapons to the field, he took the wheel of the chariot and rushed against Bhishma Dev. So Ratangapani, the person who will pick up the wheel of a chariot, Parachanaya Sadhana, to protect his devotee. Yeah, what's going on with the complete 100% ban on mobiles. Take all of your mobiles, put them in your pocket, please. It's very disturbing to have texting going on. Little mobile sounds going on and whatever else is going on. And it's not worth it for the... I understand some people are looking at the verse, but it's just not worth it. Please put away your mobiles. And thank you. Duranta Viryasya. He has insurmountable power, duranta viryasya. Virya means power, and duranta, that's Prabhupada, greatly powerful. The Tangapani, and Parasya, he's Isharam Prakriti Pradhan, he's transcendental. You need more volume? Or is this better? This is better, right? Okay. Transcendental to material nature. So, now, who can know him? Yaha amayaya santataya anuvritya bhajeta. The only... He can only be known by the devotees. Bhaktyamana, this looks like a mobile. Hello? I thought all the mobiles were going into the pockets.
No, you start making some weapons.
Could we just please have all the mobiles go into the pockets? I don't want to see them. Amazing how a request like please do A gets turned into okay, I'll do B. Almost A. Just an observation, not a criticism, because it happens all the time. Just an interesting thing. Prabhupada said, like the spiritual master asks for water, so you figure he'd like some milk because that would be better. Welcome. You're welcome. Your mobiles are... All the mobiles are going to silent mode and being stowed in the pocket. Krishna says, I can only be known by devotional service. Only the devotee can know Krishna, not others. Therefore, bhaktosi me sakha cheti rahasyam yeta uttama. I'm speaking to you this science of devotional service, the Lord said. because you're my devotee and my friend. You're not a sannyasi, you're not a Brahmin, but because you're my devotee and friend, Rahasyam Veda Vittama, you can understand this most confidential knowledge of the Bhagavad Gita. And so Vajeta, Bhaja, indicates devotional service rendered to Krishna. And Amayaya, Prabhupada renders as without reservation or unflinching, unreserved. Amayaya, not conditional. And anuvritya. Anuvritti means favorable devotional service. Anya vilashita shunyam jnana karma vinavita anukulyena krishnanchi bhakti rutam. This is the definition of devotional service. It needs to be anukul. Because someone may say that even Kamsa was giving Krishna service by giving him the opportunity to fight and to display his glory. Someone even says that actually these demons contribute so much to Krishna's pastimes. Without the demons, you know, what would there be? There has to be, when there's opposition, then power comes up, just like Krishna is called Duranta Virya. He's described as having unlimited power. But how do you know? There has to be some opponent against whom, just like we say someone's a powerful general, Bhishma Dev or Arjuna is a powerful general. How do you know? There have to be opponents for him to face on the battlefield. And then you see how powerful he is, how expert with weapons, how determined, how forceful, how heroic, how courageous, all of that comes out. When there's a worthy opponent, even a small-time opponent is not very much appreciated. When the Pandavas went, or Arjuna and Krishna, yes, the Pandavas went to Jarasandha, in the guise of Brahmins, they went and asked for some charity. So Jarasandha was very generous. Yes, what would you like? Yes, we'd like to fight with you. We're not Brahmins. We're actually your old enemies, Krishna and the Pandavas. And the charity, the only charity we want is to fight with you. So then Jarasandha said, well, you're not Brahmins, but you've already lowered yourself by taking the role of beggars. But anyway, I'll grant your request, but I won't fight with Krishna because he's a coward. He ran away from the battlefield so many times. He's famous as Ranchur. So I won't fight with him. He's not a worthy opponent. And Arjuna also is like a junior, less important kind of opponent. But Bhima, now you're talking. He's known for being so powerful, and he's expert at fighting with the mace. So I'll fight with Bhima. I don't want to lower myself by fighting with anyone less important. So of course, demonic nature aside, the idea is there that a Kshatriya wants to fight against someone worthy of fighting with. Someone like a tennis pro, he doesn't want to fight with it to play tennis with a neophyte rookie tennis player. He wants to play against the best.
so that he can have a worthy engagement and show his stuff. If he defeats a neophyte player, it doesn't mean anything. But if he defeats a top level player, then it's a glory for him. So one can say that the demons are serving Krishna very nicely by giving him an opportunity to show his glories. They're serving like a foil for Krishna, like when you have a button or an ornament and it's against some kind of a foil, silver foil, then it comes out. So these demons act as a kind of foil for Krishna. His glories come out when they oppose the Lord. So one could say, well, then they're serving the Lord. They're devotees. It's devotional service. Bhakta Kamsa, Bhakta, so many. But here the qualification is given. Anuvritya, anukulyena. It should be rendered, the service should be rendered favorably. It should be rendered favorably. Then it counts as devotion. Otherwise, when the service is indirect, you could say everybody's serving Krishna. Manavartante manusha partha sarvasya. Everyone's following me, everyone's serving me. But some are serving directly and some are serving indirectly. Like in the prison, if the prisoners are breaking rocks or stamping license plates or doing that sort of work, they're serving the state. But it's not really the kind of service that the state is looking for. It's just to maybe offset some of the costs of keeping them in prison. But it's not the kind of service that the state wants. The state would rather have you serve in the army or serve in the government work or just serve by paying taxes. That's favorable. But if you don't serve that way, you'll have to serve another way. Serve time. Serve a prison sentence. That's also service. Government service. But it's not favorable. It's the kind of service awarded to the enemies of the state or the unruly parties, those who refuse to accept the state authority. But still they have to serve. Even if they're not caught, they serve the state in some way or another. They help, what's the word, justify the expenses of the police force and all of that. But it's not favorable. If the criminal is being apprehended by the police, he says, well, wait a second, I'm helping you because you only have your job because of people like me. So, depending how smart the policeman is, he may have to think of it. But that's not favorable service. That's not prescribed service. That's your mental concoction. You're doing what you want and you're calling it service. It's your own illegal program for sense gratification. And when you're caught, you say, no, I'm serving. No. So it may be counted as service indirectly, but the indirect service is the business of the criminals and the outlaws. Mm-hmm. Serving the material energy. Even Krishna says, Ye pyanya devata bhakta yajante shratayanvita te pi maam eva konti. Actually, those who are worshipping anya devata, so many devis and devatas, shratayanvita, with great faith, Tevi Maam Eva Kontiya. Actually, they're only worshipping me. Because all of the demigods, Aham Adhirhi Devanam, I'm the source of all the demigods. The demigods are all my servants. So they're all serving me by worshipping the demigods. They're worshipping me. But Yajanti Tepi Mam Eva Kontiya, Yajanti Avidhi Purvakam, in a manner which is contrary to the phone off the hook or what? It's hard to control our senses, at least if we can control our mobiles. So they're worshipping me, the Lord says, but avidhi purvakam, in a manner contrary to the, that's against the rules, avidhi purvakam. They're worshipping me, but illegally, in an illegal fashion, against the rules, avidhi purvakam. Prabhupada gave the example that when we meet the spiritual master, the etiquette is that we bow down and we touch the lotus feet of the spiritual master. So if someone meets the spiritual master and touches him on the head, they can say, well, I'm touching the spiritual master, that's what you're supposed to do. But avidhi purvakam, it's in a manner contrary to the rules and regulations. That's not the way to do it. Or if someone is watering a tree by taking water and very carefully watering this leaf, watering the next leaf, watering the next leaf, watering the next leaf. Someone says, what are you doing? He said, I'm very carefully watering the tree. You are, but in the wrong way. The right way is you pour water on the root of the tree, and then the water will be distributed to all the leaves and branches. Not that, well, I like this leaf. Or over here, these are the leaves that are giving me shade, so I'm going to water them. Avidhi purvaka. So Krishna says, those who are worshipping Anyadevata, so many devis and devatas, are worshipping me, but in the wrong way. They're serving Krishna, but indirectly. Just like suppose you're in the transportation business, you're at a trucking company or a shipping company, and so you offer a bribe to the transportation minister. So you're serving the government, but in the wrong way. That's illegal. You have to pay your regular taxes and do that, then it's government service. Otherwise, not. So, anukuliyam, the service to Krishna should be rendered favorably. Then, anuvritya and santataya, without any gap. Not that. Sometimes, you know, like a patriot, sometimes he serves his country and then sometimes he serves the enemy. Not that way. Or anything. If we're serious about achieving something, then we have to stick to it without any gap. What is that? Vaitakiya patiyata. Devotional service should be unmotivated and uninterrupted. Studies, if you study and then you break off for a month or 2 months or 3 months, then it's a setback. You have to start all over again. Where was I? What was this about? It should be steady, 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 steady. And in devotional service, why should there be any gap? Only because I'm distracted by something else, non-Krishna. That means Maya. So, pure devotional service means mam ekam sharanam, that we surrender exclusively to Krishna. Not 80% Krishna, 20% Maya. 80% Krishna, 20%, what's the word? Like fudge factor or something. Free space. 10%. Santataya. That's a challenge because everything does distract us. The whole world is the world of distractions. Maya's always proposing, what about this? What about that? What about this? What about this? You need this, you have to have that. You can't live without this. You must have that. Think of this, don't forget that. We're chanting Hare Krishna, but Maya's saying, but don't forget this, but don't forget that. Remember this, remember that. Therefore, it's a constant challenge. For the pure, perfect devotees, it's not a challenge. They spontaneously always think of Krishna. Even the gopis were complaining that Krishna is mistreating us in so many ways. He's cheating us, he's causing us so much grief. He promised us everything and then left. But the problem is that we can't forget him. We try. We'd feel so much better if we could just forget about him. But we can't do it. We can't do it. That's perfect devotional service. Even if they try to forget Krishna, they can't forget him. And for us, we don't even have to try forgetting him. It comes naturally. Because we're the conditioned souls. We're the souls who are in the unhealthy condition in which we think that serving ourselves will be more fruitful, more rewarding, more rational, more fulfilling than serving Krishna. So we're being trained to escape from that wrong conception, wrong feeling, wrong habit, from that diseased condition, and come to the healthy condition described here. Tatpada saroja gandham. They can render service to the transcendental lotus feet of the Lord, saroja gandham, the fragrant lotus feet of Krishna, and make their lives successful. Hare Krishna. Are there some questions? Give this man a low bow so he'll wake up.
Taking notes on the online.
Taking notes on the online. No. Not you. We know. We have a. Now he's awake, so it's okay. You're taking notes.
Maharaj, how to advance in spiritual life by engaging our service to material energy? In Vyasa Asrama, we cannot avoid serving to material energy. It is necessary for us to be continuing service to the material energy.
So, how to serve Krishna while situated in the material energy? Grahastas especially. Arjuna is setting the example. He's serving Krishna by following the instructions of Krishna, thinking. Within your profession, if you're able to do something, if
you're a lawyer, you can help with the legal cases for establishing Krishna consciousness. If you're a doctor, you can serve the devotees. If you manufacture something, you can do that for, use those manufactured things for Krishna as far as possible. That's there. And sorry to mention it, but the result of work is money. So the money should be used for Krishna's service. Srila Prabhupada throughout his books says that actually 50% of the grihastha's profit he should use for charity, for the Vaishnava's temple, his province. Yagyadana tapas chaiva pavanayam vishyana. This is purifying. For the different orders of life, there are different purifying activities. Austerity, brahmacharis, sannyasis. And for the grihasthas, especially charity is purifying. It's a very important item. That has several benefits. One is the activities get money to fund them. And another is that your account goes down. Your spiritual account goes up, but your bank account goes down. Having the bank account go down is materially considered unfavorable, but spiritually it's favorable. I don't have very much money, so I can't splurge for sense enjoyment. I can't fill my child's room with a mountain of toys, needless toys, to spoil his life. I can't spend for the Galaxy 7. I can't spend for this, I can't spend for that, I can't spend for this. So how will I be happy if I can't spend for this, can't spend for that? Well, what's free? Well, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. It doesn't cost me anything, so I can be happy by chanting Hare Krishna. And I'll have fewer things to distract me. All of those items that I'm spending my money on for building up my life become burdens for the person who's trying to make spiritual advancement. So one is advised to live with less. And that becomes freedom for him. It's not, they would like you, the advertisers that be would like to persuade you that the more you stuff you have, the greater freedom you'll have. You'll be able to get on the internet whenever you like and do this and do that and download this and you'll have 148 television channels to choose from and you'll have a car that can take you wherever you want, whenever you want to go, and you'll have all these things which all amount to freedom and more freedom and still more freedom. And the opposite is the truth. We become enslaved to these gadgets and devices. We become enslaved to the need to check my email. I'm in anxiety if I haven't checked my email within the last 20 minutes. What are they saying on Facebook? What are they saying about me? What are they saying about things I'm interested in? What's going on here and while I'm there? What's happening with the political contest and what's happening with this and what's happening with that? In the name of giving us freedom, these things are stealing our time. They're stealing our time. And not only that, for those things that steal my time, I have to work very hard. You know, it's like in some criminal context, they're about to shoot you and they say, now dig your own grave.
Yeah, what benefit is there for me to dig my own grave? Bad enough that, you know, I'm going to be killed and put in a grave, but you're going to make me dig it. So we have to work very hard for things that take away our freedom, steal our time, pollute our minds with useless thoughts, contaminate our minds. So when we give away a substantial part of our income, all that becomes harder to do. We can't afford it, which is freedom. And it's a real investment because I've given that hard-earned money for Krishna's service. And Krishna reciprocates. This person has done something for me. He sacrificed for me. He could have spent this on Maya, and instead he's dedicated it to me. But Krishna becomes grateful. He reciprocates. We become dear to Krishna. So charity is very important for the grihasthas. And the deity worship is important for the grihasthas. Keep the deity of Krishna at home. Serve him. Offer food to him. Chant his glories. Have kirtan. Read something. And think that actually the proprietor of the home is the deity. So that way, whatever I didn't give away, still I'm spending for Krishna. So much I gave away to the Brahmins, Vaishnavas, temples. And the balance I kept. But Krishna's keeping that also. Because he's engaged me in such a way that I have to think that the house belongs to him, or the flat belongs to him, the wife belongs to him, the children belong to him. Everything belongs to him. That makes our life perfect. Yes.
Maharaj, I just doubt how to preach Krishna consciousness to the non-devotees who are praying to Anadevatas. Can we, how to speak about Krishna to them?
From Bhagavad Gita. Are they Hindus?
Hindus.
They accept Bhagavad Gita? I mean, they accept in principle that Bhagavad Gita is...
Yeah, it's a scripture.
Pray to Krishna. I know that. That's where you started. But they're Hindus. They accept Bhagavad Gita as the authority. It's like in law. You accept the Constitution as law. Yes, I accept. All right. Now, here's what the Constitution says. Since you've accepted Bhagavad Gita, now read this, now read this, now read this. So many verses where Krishna is saying, Mam Ekam, only me. Not Amyadevata, that's Avidipurvakam. Kamais Taister Hritagana Prabhajyante Amyadevata. You're worshipping the other deities. Then you're Hritagana, you've lost your good sense. In so many places. Well, what are you going to follow? Your customs and what your grandma did? Or what Bhagavad Gita says? It's up to them. Oh, I'm going to do what my grandmother did. All right. But then you're nonsense. Namam duskrita namutha patayante nirana. Maya patagana asura pamamashita. So all of these things. You can, like the lawyer, he knows the law, so he can give evidence in so many cases. In Bhagavad Gita, you can give evidence. Or, sometimes in some situation, Prabhupada went to the home of one sincere well-wisher, and he saw that they were serving as Prabhupada's hosts, and Prabhupada saw that they had so many in their temple room, so many daily devatas. And Prabhupada said, he looked and he saw Krishna was also there, Shiva was also there, Devi must have been there, so many were there. Prabhupada said, that's all right, but Krishna should be at the top. He said, the man was a business owners, the Prabhupada said, just like when you have your meals, it's not that all the clerks and workers all sit with you. You have the higher position. So Krishna's the Deva-Deva. He's the lord of all the other devas. So you can have all the devas, but below Krishna. And Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. All the demigods are his servants. So then you can respect all the demigods in relationship to Krishna. Not that there are so many gods, interchangeable parts. No. Okay. Ahami sarva yajnana bhokta cha prabhuneva ahami abhijana tina katvena sastivam tita. So many verses.
Yes. Maharaj, I find that when I'm chanting, I'm always unconsciously praying for material benefits. So how long will this, how long will it take before these things stop and
I don't know, it's up to you. But at least you're seeing it. And you're desiring to get rid of it. There's so many fools, they don't even see it. They think this is normal. But this is our religion. Your Devadevitan Bhaktas. This is what we do. This is our religion. We go to the temple, we pray to the God, we ask for this, we ask for that, we ask for this, we ask for that. They think this is actually religious life. This is dharma. I go to the temple, I submit my laundry list, my requisition slip. So you're in far better position when you see that this is not dharma, this is quite the dharma, cheating. And you see, and still some remnants of this are there in the heart. And so you're desiring, kick this out, kick this out.
Let's go.
Chanting means crying out to Krishna, please help me, please help me.
Anything else?
Thank you for your thoughts, my friend. Very great, thank you. We're mentioning about the demons, Maharaj, like Kamsa and others, like they wanted to kill Krishna. And in the episode of Govardhan, we see that Indra, he wanted to kill the devotees of Krishna. But still, he was not harmed by Krishna. Whereas the others were killed by Krishna.
Service exception. Indra's not a demon, but he was temporarily overwhelmed by sense of false sense of his importance. So instead of killing him, Krishna humiliated him. From one point of view, sambhavita suchakirtir madanad tirichite. To humiliate someone is worse than killing him. When Krishna was challenged by Rukmini's brother, Rukmini, then you can't kidnap my sister like this. Then Krishna captured him, tied him up, and made him funny looking by cutting off his hair in patches. Worse than death.
Worse than death.
Jarasandha, who's that rascal?
Mahabharata.
Give me a second. Jayadrata. He was captured
and forced to introduce himself as the slave of Maharaja. He tried to do this, but he was captured and humiliated. Okay, now you can go. Worse than death. So Indra was sufficiently humiliated, but because he's actually Krishna's servant, he wasn't. Something else? Is that right? Okay.
Maharaj, how can always we remember Krishna constantly?
Chant Hare Krishna.
But if we are in office or somewhere else, hmm? How can, if we are in office, there's somewhere outside?
This is the same question. Rewind the tape. I just answered this question before. Yes?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, could you please explain how the time factor is absent in the spiritual world?
Can I explain how the time factor is absent in the spiritual world? Well, it's absent because everybody's engaged in devotional service. Now, how exactly it goes, because we think if anything's happening, there has to be a past, there has to be a future, there has to be a present, there have to be three phases of time. How could anything happen in the spiritual world without the presence of time? This is achintya. It's beyond our small minds. Prabhupada gave the example. Someone was asking something about Krishna consciousness. What was like the... Oh, I know, it wasn't Krishna consciousness. They were asking, let me think. Yeah, they were asking what jackfruit tastes like. They'd never tasted jackfruit. What does jackfruit taste like? And the father said, you have to taste it. You can't... It's useless for me to explain it to you. You have to taste what it is. No, what does it taste like? What does it taste like? Finally, it tastes like sugarcane juice filtered through a Muslim's beard. Okay.